I'm ready for a sit-down. I've been preparing all morning for your arrival.
Oh, well, I'm arrived now. I've arrived.
And how was the journey?
It was lovely, actually.
It was meant to be, then, wasn't it?
Meant to be. A very easy journey. Very easy journey. Lovely time, actually. Quiet train.
Oh, very nice.
Long, hot days in the shade of some big old tree. Making daisy chains and watching all the honeybees.
Let's tuck into the microphone, Jean.
Tuck in. You see, that reminds me of when we were at Rawdon, we had to say, put the cushion over there, instead of put the cushion. It's very hard for northerners, I find, to say cushion, because that sounds like wrong vowel sound. But cushion. Actually, it's put the cushion. No, put the cushion.
Put the cushion.
And but we say... Good luck, and I'll pat the cushion down here.
Did you ever do that that rhyme? If you come for lunch on Sunday, you can have onions and duck. But if you come to lunch on Monday, there'll be no such luck.
That's quite easy, though. It's the cushions and the put that's quite hard.
Did you have a hard tongue twister at RADA that you remember? Or a little rhyme that you sometimes still say?
No, I don't, actually. That's the end of that, then.
So, Jane, I thought today we could just go and have a quick look at the bees, because I caught a massive swarm on Tuesday.
How many bees do you think?
Oh, a million at
least.
There was a lot of bees there, and they were all hanging from the tree, and it was an easy catch. I got them in, but there was just too many to get in the box.
Who alerted you about the swarm?
Somebody from the allotment, and I was at work, so I had to...
So the swarm, was it on the allotment?
Yeah, so... I got a call about 1:30 to say it had gathered, so I think it swarmed around 11 o'clock, because, strangely enough, bees always seem to swarm at 11 or 3.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know why. It must be something to do with the sun in the skies. I think it was spotted at 1:30 or 1, and I got the call. And then after work, I thought, oh, I wonder if it'll still be there. And it was. It was just hanging in the tree, in an apple tree up there. I bought a box... It was a nuke, you know, one of the smaller...
Yeah, the polystyrene ones.
That's right. So I got them in, but, oh, flipping heck, they were still all over the front, and I had to wait and wait, and it was rammed. And then I thought, well, I'll take them home just to double-check, you know, because I'm, you know what I'm like with the bee health, check for disease and everything, see how they get on. I got to my door... I undone my bee hat and I opened it with one hand, with holding the nuke in the other hand. And then my hood got caught on the doorknob and nearly strangled me. And I didn't realise, and I dropped the nuke.
No, I said. And did they all come out?
So quite a few that were just on the bottom, they all just flew into the hallway.
Oh, no.
And I opened the door and let them out. Anyway, everything was fine, luckily. I got the bees into the hive in the garden. And then I went out later and there was just a big crowd of bees waiting at the front door, just hanging out.
Oh, sweet.
I think they were just all...
saying, we're ready.
Yeah. Anyway, it's amazing that they knew that had come through the house.
Yes. So they joined the group. They were part of the group anyway.
Well, I mean, I couldn't lead them back through the house because I had no way, but it looked like they were sort of all joining forces to learn how to ring the doorbell.
I've just been watching a thing with Rowan Atkinson called Man vs. Bee. Have you seen it?
No.
I started watching an episode yesterday about this sort of naughty bee that takes against him and he's house-sitting, and you can imagine everything goes wrong because the bee... creates havoc.
Yeah.
So I was thinking, all the bees going through your house, you didn't have woman versus bee.
No, I didn't.
You were like the Pied Piper of bees.
Yeah, I mean, by the next day they all had gone, but I did think maybe we should just change the name of the podcast to I'm a Shit Beekeeper.
No! Goodness sake, not everybody's perfect at what they do.
But you know,
and if they are, extremely boring.
But we might get a younger audience if we call it Shit Beekeeping with Esther Coles and Jane Horrocks.
Oh, right, okay. But the experts then wouldn't want to come on, because they wouldn't want to come on a Shit Beekeeping podcast, would they? Alison Bentley said, no, I must go on the Shit Beekeeping podcast. Think you were going to lose those, and we'll just get a bunch of teenagers who don't really know, don't care about bees.
Yeah, but we could like do shit gardening, shit beekeeping. That's all the rage, Jane. We've got to get down with the kids. just torchy plants, tear off the flowers and the leaves and just throw slugs at the plants.
Silly.
How scientifically accurate is Man versus Bee?
Not at all. I think it's terrible to make a programme about bees that are evil, because they're not evil.
Well, some are. We had evil bees, didn't we, on this?
They were defensive, Esther.
They were defensive.
Defensive too. of their nutrition and their food supply.
That's true, actually, yes.
So they weren't evil.
Evil bees! That's another name for the podcast. Mm. People would definitely listen to that. Evil beans! Evil beans.
Evil beans versus evil bees.
I think Evil Beans and Evil Bees is a really good title. Maybe that's for our world tour.
Yes. Oh, there's a bee. Now, that bee doesn't look evil.
No, it doesn't.
It's not evil at all. It's just buzzing about, having fun. Now, what are those huge, huge bees? There was one on the beach that came buzzing round my head. It was like absolutely massive and not a very distinctive colour, quite pale.
That was the pale giant bee. Pale giant bee.
Well, on that note of you not knowing the answer.
Yeah, because I'm rubbish. I'm a shit beekeeper.
I've humiliated you now. Yeah. You didn't know what the giant pale bee was called.
No. I'm going to kill it.
Anyway, shush. What are we going to do now? When you've stopped laughing, Esther, what are we going to do now?
Right, we're going to go to the allotment. We're at the allotment.
It's not really your safe to go and see the bees with this intention that you've got going on.
Yeah.
As the worst beekeeper ever and the killer bee.
I'm going to take a blowtorch.
Anyway, what we're going to be doing? What we're going to be doing? What we're going to be doing with this swarm? Have you named the swarm, by the way?
Oh, no. No, this swarm, the swarm isn't in these hives. What we're going to do today is...
Where is it?
It's in the garden.
Oh, it's in the garden. Yeah. Of course, it went through the house,
didn't
it? I mean,
I'm pretty certain it's from our hives.
Yes.
But just to check, I'm just going to leave it until it starts producing for this year, and then if it's successful, yeah, I'll move it to the allotment.
So what are we doing with the... Why are we looking at these bees today?
Because we've had a swarm, and when the bee inspector came on Wednesday, he gave us a clean bill of health, by the way, so that was good. We had a bit of sack brood.
What's that?
It's a pathogen that's in the comb. And what the bees do is when the you can tell that you've got it because they just make a little perforation in the brood. The bees sort of go hard and they just sort of sit in the bottom. They die and they go like a little sort of slipper almost in the cell.
Oh, do they?
And it's very common in all hives. And, you know, the way to get rid of it is you do something called a shuck swarm in spring. So I'll be doing a shuck swarm in spring with my bees.
Well, what is that?
You take all the bees and you shake them off the comb.
Yeah.
And you put them all on fresh comb in a fresh hive and everything's clean. Because sack brood... As the bees pull out the dying and dead larva, they get the pathogens on them and then they carry it around.
Right.
It's not life-threatening, but it can take over and then it's a bit of a struggle for them. So it's a big struggle for them if it gets really bad. Mm. But most hives have got a little bit of it.
Right.
So that's a good reason to change the comb.
Yeah.
So we're going to have a look and we're going to see if there's any queen cells. Because I'm only on my own and Lynn's been in hospital, so there's been a lot of swarms. There's been 5 swarms.
Wow.
So we just want to check that we're not going to have any unknown swarms this week and I need to know just what's happening so I can be ready to catch them because, you know, it's important.
Yeah, sure.
So last week, because the bee inspector was coming, I had another swarm in my garden. I'd put some frames and a dummy board at the end of the brood box, but there was a little space left. Anyway, of course, the bees didn't go on the wax comb. They just went in the space and they attached themselves to the crown board. So when I knew the bee inspector was coming, I lifted off the crown board. All the comb fell off because it was a boiling hot day and it just collapsed. Mm. So then I had to get bits of comb and bits of wire and ribbon, and sort of attach it back to new combs. So I was a bit worried that I might have killed the queen. I don't know whether I did. So I thought if there's a spare queen cell in there today, I'll just take that off and pop it into the hive. They seem to be going in and out fine now, and they're taking in pollen, so it's all good.
My queen might be there then.
She might be there, yeah. Or I might have squashed her.
What's she's that? Beekeeper!
How many is that you've killed?
Oh, 50 colonies! I'm a shit beekeeper, Jane!
I'm going to call you Esther the Eighth. What you do to all your bee wives. I'm Esther the Eighth, I am. Esther the Eighth, I am.
Let's go to the hive, Jane.
I've got a sore lower back, so getting into the bee suits.
Oh, do you want some help, Jane?
Oh, no, I'm fine.
How have you done that, then?
I don't know. I think it might have been when I was swimming. I think I did a bit of a funny turn in one of the waves.
Oh, dear.
It's all right. I don't think this is mine. I think mine must be in the bag. No, this is too big.
Let me just see.
Is it mine?
You shrunk. You're the ever-shrinking woman from Brighton.
It's too big, doesn't it? I'm sure it wasn't as big as this before.
Have you been starving yourself and living on pebbles since you moved to Brighton?
Oh, why did you have to reveal it? My pebble diet's working very well for me, thank you very much. Where are the socks, Essa? Are they in here? Beware, bees live here.
Scary bees.
I've not seen that beware sign.
Evil bees.
It doesn't say that, Essa.
Right then, here we are. It's all a bit overgrown.
Lovely.
Yeah.
Yes. There are a few going in the night of Lynn's.
Yeah.
Very quiet. Not much activity, is there?
Well, there's been a lot of swarms, so, you know, they've reduced in numbers. And also, I suppose it's about to start raining. But should we just get our suits zipped up over here and get the smoker lit? Yeah. So I've got my rubber gloves. And what we'll do is we'll just do a little bit of smoke. There's the bee brush. You can brush your hair with that afterwards, Jane. So we'll just light the smoker and then we'll just have a look what's going on.
Okay.
I know we're not keen on smoke, but when they've got queen cells,
sometimes
they can be a bit more aggy than normal. But actually, to be honest with you, these bees are ever so nice.
Do these bees have a name?
Oh, these were the wood greeners.
Oh, they're silver wood greeners, yes.
But
because you've had so many swarming, I didn't know. I don't know who's left now and who's new. You think you'll get much honey? Well, you're probably going to get a massive amount of honey from that swarm in your garden.
Well, you know, it is coming. It's come at the right time because the lime tree is all started.
Brilliant.
But I don't think there'll be a lot of honey because they've still got to make a lot of wax and everything. So they'll be good next year. But these ones have already made a super of honey. So don't worry, you will have some honey.
Good, because I'm running out.
Oh, okay. All right.
Well, I've only got one pot left. Oh. I suppose I could go to the shop and buy some.
I've lit the smoker. Give it a puff.
I like
and,
that bit.
And we'll try not to use too much smoke.
No.
But we'll see how they are. And we're just going to have a quick look to see if we've got a lot of queen cells.
Struggling with language today.
I know, I think I am struggling with language. You know, language sometimes can be very difficult for me.
It seems to be evading you at the moment.
Yes, I think if I didn't have you here, I'd just absolutely...
The audience are just slowly going with it.
Come this way. Just have a look. So we're going to take the lid off. And look, you can see here.
Mm.
You'll get very excited when you look in here, look. Ooh, look at all that honey.
Give me honey. Yeah. I want your honey.
Can you smell it?
No, I can't, you see. That's completely wasted on me.
Well, it smells of just sweetness and loveliness and rich. Mm. Yeah. So I'm going to just put the lid back on and then we'll take this super off.
Okay.
Right, I'm just going to put this down here.
Wowza.
So I'm taking the frame out.
Yeah.
And this is a Langstroth hive. It's all wild comb, so there's no wire.
Mm.
I'm just going to shake the bees off a bit.
Okay, so mm-hmm. we can have a look. Mm-hmm. So, you can see there's all the... There's a lot of drones there. Can you see the bigger ones, the bigger bees?
Yes. Yeah.
There's a lot of capped brood, all lovely, that
yes,
is.
Yes, yeah, yes.
So, everything's good there.
Yeah, yeah, brilliant.
And everything's
good there. There are lots of drones, aren't there?
Yeah, there's usually always drones at the end here. I'm just going to put this frame here on the floor. Mm-hmm.
So you're looking for the queen cells?
Yeah. So you can see they're quite a nice colony.
Yeah,
but
they are
buzzing around because when they make queen cells, you know, they're a bit more protective.
Mm. I think the queen cells look a little bit like monkey nuts. Monkey nuts.
Yeah, they do actually,
Jane. They sort of look a bit strange, don't they, on the side? So that's what we're looking for, some monkey nuts.
Yeah. So we're looking for monkey nuts in the hive, in the colony.
We just killed that one. Look, it's dying there.
Oh, dear.
There are some deaths.
Yeah,
there are
one or two fatalities sometimes. Mm. And it's a bit sad, but you have to just be as careful as you possibly can. So basically here, there was some queen cells come in. It looks like they might have aborted...
What do they do?
The idea.
Do they just knock them off then?
Yeah, so they actually sort it out themselves.
Right.
There is a queen in here.
Oh.
Yeah. This colony that we're here now, this one has swarmed four times already. It wasn't the swarm that I caught the other day, but when the bee inspector came, I looked in both colonies. Of course, that's the one that swarmed.
Yeah.
So that's the one that's got some more queen cells. But this one had also got queen cells. And because this has swarmed so many times... I was really thinking, and it's got a new queen, I was really thinking to myself, oh, you know...
So which is the one where you're going to put the... If you find a queen cell, that you're going to put a queen cell in? Is that the one up at the house?
That's at home,
yeah.
So if I found a queen cell now...
You've got that up there.
Yeah, just pop it in my pocket.
Yeah.
And then when I got home, I'd change it. So let's just have a look here.
And just remind us...
So can you see all the larvae there?
Yes.
Look, all lovely and healthy. And actually, going towards my left hand, you can actually see the eggs right down there at the bottom. They're like little grains. They're like little spots.
Oh, yes, I can.
And then if you go across the comb, you can see each larva is another day older than the last one. So it gets bigger and bigger. Can you see?
Yes. Very clearly. It's very white, isn't it, there?
So this is where they've all hatched here. And they've cleaned out the cells.
Mm.
They're ready to put some more eggs in there.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That's good.
Careful, they're all at the side. So there's nothing in there as far as
queen cells. That's all good. They've decided, they've aborted their idea of
And you're not going to look at the others?
I could actually, just to double check, actually. But
you've only got three to go on.
Yeah, when you get to the end like that, it's...
It's unlikely.
It's unlikely, but bees... sometimes surprise you and they might have a secret little...
Look at that big clump there, that's good, isn't it?
Yeah, so there's no queen cells on there.
Not here, not here, not here.
Not there. Not anywhere.
Mm.
This is all good.
Brilliant.
Got eggs.
Oh, that's not filled out yet.
No, that's fine. And there's... I can't see any. I'll just double check here.
I don't think there will be.
But I think you're right, Jane. You can see the temperament's lovely, though, isn't it?
Yeah, very nice.
I mean, all we did was put one...
Do you think you still needed to do the smoker?
Probably not. I think if you weren't here, I probably wouldn't have used the smoke.
I mean, it's not in their direction.
Yeah.
It's just at the side, isn't it, puffing away?
Yeah, I just put one little puff at the beginning on the... But, you know, it still affects them.
Yeah.
But I think next time I probably wouldn't bother. But what I've noticed about these bees is that when they haven't got smoke, they all sort of... go out in like a drip.
I don't like that sound.
What sound?
Well, them being sort of squashed back.
They're not being squashed, look.
No.
Oh, but... sorry. But can you see all the drones are coming up?
Yeah.
That's good. Right then, we'll just have a quick look in this one, Jane.
Yeah.
This is the one that swarmed the other day.
Right.
So I know there's definitely queen cells in here because they've got to make a new queen.
So we're happy with that.
Yeah. So I'll take the lid off.
They're a lot quieter, aren't they?
So on the, I've opened the lid, and on top of the crown board there's a lot of wax and comb. Mm. Because the other day when I inspected, because these frames on this Langstroth, they're not wired, when I had to manage the hive after the swarm, a lot of the wax fell off. Mm. So I just put it back on the crown board for the bees to just, you know, take everything out. But as you can see, they've actually started, they've stuck it down and they're actually using it. They're actually storing in there. So that's saying to me, they really do need a super. So I'm going to go in and get a super for this lot.
When are you going to do that?
I'll do it after, and then I'll just come and put it on.
All right.
So I'm just going to take this off. Oh, gosh. Very heavy. Full of honey.
All right. I've not seen this wire before.
So this is called the queen excluder.
Oh, that is a queen excluder.
Only the workers can get through this.
But the drones are too fat.
So it's interesting, isn't it? Look, there's loads of bees in there. But we just had such a massive swarm from this
colony.
There's
a drone.
Yeah. Yeah, well spotted.
Well, he's not supposed to be in there.
No, he's not supposed to be in the super.
On the top bit.
Yeah, on the top bit. You know, there's loads of bees in here, but we've just had a massive swarm from this colony that I caught the other day. And actually, you can see there's still loads of bees. So, potentially, if these have got a queen cell in here, potentially they could swarm again.
Nothing there.
I'm sort of feeling a bit like...
There might be.
Well, I think there's a lot of bees in here. And...
I don't think there will be.
You don't think there's going to be any?
No. That's my feeling.
Oh. Well, you are a very instinctive person, aren't you? You can see here, if you look down, because of this wild comb, it sort of all goes in funny directions, and it's a bit difficult to manage, really, if you want to sort of maintain your hive. Queen cells there.
You can see.
That's one that a queen has come out of, yeah.
Right.
And there's two little ones there, yeah.
Very, very minimal.
And actually, they're just waiting for the queen to hatch from there. Potentially, there could be another swarm in a few days from this hive. You see all the honey, Jane?
Oh, there's one down the bottom.
Oh, yeah. So that's the one I've seen before, so I was hoping...
So might you take that off?
Well, no, because they need one, because at the moment...
Yeah, so you said if you found a few that you might take them off.
Yeah, so there's one there. So they need one, don't they, because they need to make a queen.
Yeah.
So that's good. They've got that one. It's very difficult when it's all this wild comb.
Look at them holding on to it, down that one. It's like it's on a trapeze. Gosh, they are, aren't they? They're like trapeze artists.
Well, you know what they're doing there? They're building more wax.
Yes.
Yeah.
I've never seen that before.
Yeah,
that's
so
amazing.
They're all hanging on to it.
How brilliant. Sort of looks like they're all together, like they're all sort of on a crazy trapeze, and they're you know, like spiders are creating webs. It looks like they're doing that in a sort of similar way, but all holding on to each other on the trapeze.
So Jane, can you see how the frame isn't complete with wax?
Yes.
And that's because there's no wax foundation. So all this wax,
yeah,
the bees have built themselves.
Right. Yeah.
So it's all completely natural.
Right. Amazing, isn't it? The difference.
Yeah, so, you know, in the world of bees, they don't have wax foundation, so this is how they build their colony. But, you know, it's interesting. This hive is very, very healthy. There's not even any sac brood. You know, it's really good. And it's, you know, I'm sure it's because all this is fresh new wax that they've built themselves. It's lovely, you know. Yeah. Lovely new... wax.
There's no cells on there.
So it looks like they've just got one, and there's a couple of sort
So you won't take anything then?
No. So I think, you know, maybe they're not... There was more... When I was inspecting the other day, there were more cells. Maybe they're not going to swarm. Maybe they're just going to...
I think they feel like they're quite happy.
Yeah. You know, there was a lot of cells in here, so I squidged a couple, but I left... Because I thought, God, I don't want to, any more swarms in the next few days.
But there
days.
Was a lot of cells.
Yeah, there was a lot.
So they've obviously got rid of them.
To be honest, Jane, I just wanted to double check that I hadn't missed anything, really. Because, you know, it was quite, nothing it's always there. Quite full on. So it was just, it's always a good idea, you know, just to double check, especially if you're doing things in a rush like I was.
Yeah.
And because this is, you know, I just want to make sure, because it's the allotment... I just, you know.
Yes, and you've got to think about other people.
Yeah, I've got to think about other people, yeah.
Exactly.
So,
Swarming everywhere.
Everyone's had to deal with quite a few swarms already, so.
Well, they probably enjoy it, though. It's probably interesting for them.
But I think
and to report back to you as well and see how you do it when you get the swarm all into the nuke and everything. No? And that's quite fascinating for them to see, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so, but obviously some people are scared.
Right.
But I'm just trying to do a bit more management if I can.
Yeah.
You know. Because also I don't want to lose any of these bees because, you know, we want them to be in a good way for the end of the year because, you know, if you think about it, after midsummer for bees, they're getting ready for the winter again.
Yeah.
You know, some people say after the lime, that's it. The beekeeping year is over. So let's see, there's none on that side. Yeah, all good. So they'll be in a good, you know, this is a very nice, lovely, strong colony. And all good. So we'll put that back. I'm just putting the frames all next to each other and all in order. Mm-hmm. So just how they were when we found them.
Yeah.
And because I've been trying to get this hive, you know, I've been trying to change the order of the frames a bit because it was all a bit wild.
Yeah.
Just because we've had disease in the past and we just want to be able to do checks.
Yeah.
That everything's okay. So really, it's really going well.
Good. Yeah, it's smashing it. It's smashing to see the bees again in the hive.
Yeah.
It's a while actually since I've come.
I know.
And seen inside. Yeah. So that's a lovely thing.
So what I need to do now is I'm going to be checking the bees in the garden. I'm leaving the swarm for a couple of weeks, but the one that I dropped the comb, I'm going to just make sure that's got a queen. And if not, I might get a queen. I've got a queen in there in that little nuke. So
right.
I might...
take her.
Yeah. Because they've got plenty of time to make another one. And if not, I can always add them to these at the end of the season.
Mm.
So I'm going to lift this heavy...
What about this? The wire thing?
Oh, yeah.
The queen
spotted,
excluder.
Well spotted, Jane. Have you got the brush there? Where did I put it?
Yeah.
So a few have gone over the edge. It's great. I've got this little brush. Just brush them off.
You brush my hair with.
Yeah. Oh, look.
Oh, it's made them go mad.
Oh, yeah. I didn't like it. They don't like being brushed.
Oh.
In fact, you know, they really didn't like that brush, did they?
No, they didn't. I thought they were even trying to sting the brush. Look, it's still angry at the brush.
Is it?
Yeah. He's saying, I bloody hate that blading brush. It's going now from the brush.
So we'll leave that now.
Yep.
For 3 weeks.
Okay.
And then the queen will have mated.
Oh.
And that's it.
That's very interesting, Essie. Thank you. Thank you.
Should we go back and see how the vegetables are growing?
More like how you've cooked them.
So I've just been back to get your bag, Jane.
Oh, no, sorry, I started eating lunch before
you... I can't believe it!
I know, it's so rude. I know, it's so rude.
I haven't put the herbs on yet. I'm just going to... get a few herbs. So I just went back to put Lynn's super on the hive that I swarmed. Mm. So the queen excluder was on, and inside the super was the queen.
Oh!
So no wonder they swarmed, they made queen cells and swarmed. I thought it was a bit weird because They're quite a new colony. So the queen was in the super rather than in the brood box.
Silly old queen.
Shit beekeeping.
You got my bag, though.
Yeah.
I've started eating.
That's all right. Get stuck in, then.
Mm.
Should I tell you what you've got, or do you already know?
Well, I do already know, but tell the audience.
So we've got some nice new Charlotte potatoes, broad beans from the plot, and there's a few random peas in there. That's a sort of potato salad, but without the mayonnaise. And then we've got some preserved lemons and courgettes with nigella seeds, pistachio nuts and...
Oh, I made that.
Yeah, but I didn't use quinoa because I'd not got any quinoa. Mm. That's why I got the broad beans.
It's nice with the couscous, though, isn't it?
And then we've got some... I thinned out my beetroot yesterday, so you've got some teeny tiny little baby beetroots there and some carrot salad.
Love that. So good. Mmm, this is so delicious, I say. And you put me right next to the pudding, so I'm lifting the lid. Mmm, what is this? Ooh. Is it sort of like... Is it a frangipani?
It is, yeah. Mm. It's a blackcurrant frangipani.
Oh, so good. Love almonds.
I might be a shit beekeeper, but I'm a good cook.
You're a bloody good cook. And you're a bloody good beekeeper. Anyway, until next time, wherever that may be, I must look around the plot next time, but thank you so much for a lovely lunch and a lovely, lovely day.
Thanks for coming, Jane. It's great to see you.
Oh. And I'll call you up.
Queen Bees is written and created by Esther Coles and Jane Horrocks. It is produced by Claire Broughton, Andy Goddard and John Wakefield. Our title music is Sweet Nothing by Amy Mae Ellis and Will Cookson. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram at Queen Bees Pod for pictures and videos from the hive. Queen Bees is a Hattrick podcast.